But David went out and encouraged himself in the Lord. How many of you talk to yourself? Raise your hand. Come on. Yeah, all right, all right. Yeah, all right. How many of you argue with yourself? Raise your hand. How many of you lose the argument with yourself? Yeah, you need therapy. Well, but David went out and encouraged himself in the Lord. Only you can do that.
Aloha, and welcome to Words of New Hope with Dr. Wayne Cordero, pastor of New Hope Christian Fellowship in Honolulu. Today, part two of a message entitled, Increasing Your Time. When we left off yesterday, Pastor Wayne was giving us an acrostic for the word time. T was for treasure, I was for investment. Today, we'll get into the M and the E. Want to take a guess what they stand for? Here is Pastor Wayne with the conclusion of the message, Increasing Your Time.
Now, let me tell you the third principle in this acrostic T-I-M-E, and it's the multiplication principle. The multiplication. God will multiply or increase our time if we do it by His commands. The ultimate is when you follow Christ and you give your heart to Christ, He multiplies your life into eternity. And that begins when you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And if you've not done that today, please do that. Because if you miss that, you've missed it all. But then He's going to multiply the investment, the correct and wise investment of your time. It's called the multiplication factor. Would you read Proverbs 9 and 11? Go. For by me your days will be multiplied, and the years of your life will be... Yeah, see, the only way to redeem time is by investing it so that it can be multiplied. That's the only way it'll be multiplied. Spent time, squandered time cannot be multiplied. Only invested time. Well, invested in what? I'll tell you in a second, but before I do, let me tell you, you don't have that much time. Huh? I've got a whole day of it. Mm-mm, not really. You know how many hours there are in a week? 168 hours. 168 hours. Okay, I've got 168 hours. Mm-mm, no, you don't. What do you mean? Average time of sleeping, if you sleep like 8 hours or so a day, then you figure that's 56 hours. So now you don't have 168, you have 112 hours. Okay. And about eating and personal hygiene, you know how many hours that takes up? 24 hours. 24 hours in an average person's life. Eating, showering, combing your hair, brushing your teeth. So that now you have only 88 hours. Now, if you take a look at work for 40 hours and then travel to and from work, getting ready for work or lunch times in between work or whatever it might be, that's 50 hours more. So from 88, it's down to 38 hours that you have control over. Now, if you divide that by 7 days, listen, folks, you basically have just a little bit over 5 hours a day that you can invest. 5 hours. But you know what we do a lot of times? That's eaten up by false treasures. Because you know how average America spends that every day? Exactly. 3 hours a day on the average they watch TV. Do you understand how it steals everything that you can invest? You can be a Christian and you'll have very little to invest. So you can be in church a lot, but you won't have that much more to invest because it's stolen, it's eaten, it's squandered. You have about 5 hours to invest a day. Invest it wisely because we don't have that much time. You want to know the value of a year? 1 year? Ask some student who flunked last year. It means a lot. You want to know the value of a month? Ask someone who's just been diagnosed by his physician that his cancer is in stage 4. It's metastasized throughout his body, and he has 3 months left to live. Ask him the value of a month. Want to know the value of a week? Ask the mother of a premature baby who the doctor said, if we would have just had one more week for that baby's lungs to develop, one more week, the critical week. I'm sorry. You ask the mother of a premature baby the value of 1 week. Want to know the value of 1 second? Ask someone who had a close brush with death when a speeding car zipped by, and he was separated from death by 1 second. 1 second separated him from life and death. Ask that guy in his shocked state the value of 1 second. You see, time is so precious, but we don't have oodles of time to invest, so we must invest it wisely. You say, okay, Wayne, what do we invest in? Let me say it this way. Doesn't matter if you're an employer, an employee, or a student. Basically, 80% of what you do, anybody can do. Sorry, I know it makes you feel really valuable, but 80% of what you do, folks, anybody can do. Answer the telephone, check your email, fight with your boss. Anybody can do those things. Talk to your employees, sit in a meeting, take notes of a meeting, do the widgets, do whatever you need to do, fill out reports. Basically, anybody can do 80%. Now, 15% of what you do, anybody with some modicum of skill can do. Run a Microsoft Word program or Adobe Photoshop or learn how to fill out this text or grid and send it out, call people to dispatch. A little bit of skill, 15% of what you do, skilled people can do. But there is 5%. 5% of what you do, only you can do. Nobody else in the world. Only you can do this last 5%. See, only I can be a husband to Anna. Nobody else can. Only I can be a dad to my son and two daughters. Nobody else can do that. Only I can grow spiritually. I can't get anybody else to grow for me. There are certain things only you can do. And folks, listen, in the end, that 5% is what we will be accountable for. You will not be held accountable for whether or not your company made it in the Fortune 500. You won't be accountable for how well your employees did or other people do. You will be held accountable for your 5% because that's only what you can do. Nobody else in the universe can do these 5% of things. And that's what I'm going to encourage you to invest in, because God promises to multiply if you will invest correctly in what He sees is valuable for your life. In fact, would you write it in there? It's this last 5%. If you'll invest in that, that will be what God multiplies. Well, you say, well, what are some of the things that are in your 5%, Wayne? Would you write down number one? Only you can grow spiritually. Nobody else can take responsibility for that. Only you. Only you. Wouldn't it be nice if you could hire somebody to grow spiritually for you? Won't happen. That's a part of the 5%. Only you can do. And as I've mentioned before, part of that 5% is only you can open your heart to Jesus Christ, to receive Him as Lord and Savior. You can't have your parents do it for you. Doesn't matter if they desire it with all their heart. That's part of your 5%. You will be held accountable for 5% of your life. Because in that, only you can do these things. And only you can grow spiritually. That's why the scripture says, and you'll see the scripture reference, 1 Timothy 4:7, it says, discipline yourself for the purpose of godliness. Only you. Only you. Sometimes people say, well, I don't have time for this. I don't have, you know, church and this and that. Let me tell you, you know this 5% we're talking about? Let me give you 5 words that will destroy your future. 5 words. When it comes to your 5% that I'm going to be talking about, I'm going to give you 5 words that, mark what I say, will destroy your life and destroy your future. You want to know what those 5 words are? Here it is. I don't have the time. Go to church. I don't have the time. Read your Bible. I don't have the time. Why don't you get into this Bible? I don't have the time. Those 5 words have destroyed more people than World War II. You see, when you establish the values and the treasures, and God says, now you've got the treasure principle, now the investment principle, and I tell you, now the multiplication principle. This is the Word of God. As you do what He asks and invest correctly, you will have a success in your future. Because remember, increased value brings increased time. I don't have time. You know why God said the greatest commandment of the whole Bible, is this one commandment. Because remember, the more you love something, the more you have what? Time for it. That's why God says the greatest commandment of all is to love the Lord your God. To make sure that you always have time for God. Love the Lord your God, He says, with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, all your strength. Because that's the most important value of all. You lose that, you'll not have time for God. Love the Lord your God. It's a treasure principle. That's why daily devotions here are so critical to our church. Because we set that as a value. And God says, if you'll do that, I'll actually multiply your time. So we have daily devotional journals outside you can pick up. And someone said to me, oh, I can't afford $5. I said, stop, no way. You go to McDonald's and buy a Big Mac with greasy fries and a Diet Coke to balance it off. And you buy all that. That's $5. And that lasts you for 2 hours. And the trans fat, you have to try and get rid of for 2 years. $5. You are the leader in your home, among your peers, in your office. If we're going to influence at all, we have to think differently. And each of us has to develop an inspiration package of things that keep me motivated. Otherwise, circumstances will war against you. It was in 1 Samuel chapter 30 and verse 6, and it's written there. David comes back from a war. The Amalekites had raided Ziklag, his city. Stolen all of his family, took him as slaves. The men came back and saw their family gone. Oh, they started crying, the Bible says, until they could cry no more. And they wanted to stone David because he was the leader. They were so discouraged and depressed. So what was David to do? Should he get discouraged and depressed too? Because everybody else is. No, he had to develop his own inspiration package. Develop it, build it. Here's what he did. The Bible says he went out to a lonely place in the desert and he encouraged himself in the Lord. You have to have an inspiration package because there's going to be times in your life where the floor drops out from under you. You've got to keep flying. And a lot of that is just the way that you speak to yourself. You can say, oh man, this is a bummer. Man, this life sucks. Man, my family is like at the bottom of the septic tank today. And what does it do? It brings you down. Your self-talk. How many of you talk to yourself? Raise your hand. Come on. Yeah, all right, all right. Yeah, all right. How many of you argue with yourself? Raise your hand. How many of you lose the argument with yourself? Yeah, you need therapy. Well, but David went out and encouraged himself in the Lord. Folks, listen, only you can develop an inspiration package to keep you motivated to fulfill what God's called you to fulfill. Because in the end, all your support system may drop away. But when you stand before God and I stand before God, I can't say, well, it's my wife or my kids or the other people. No, it's me. Only you can do that. Let me tell you what my inspiration package is so you can see what it's made out of. And it's not in your bulletin to write, but you can write them down if you want to. But I had to put it in an acrostic to almost help me remember what these are. Now, one of my wife's favorite colors is red. She looks good in red. And so I put it in red is, and the word good, when the young people say, oh, that's good, Dad. My son says, oh, Dad, that's G. That's G. That's G. You know, I said, just say good. No, it's G. It's G. So I know. So I put it into an acrostic, red is G, all right? So I can kind of remember, here's my inspiration package, red, R-E-D, R stands for reading. Part of my inspiration package is I read inspiring people because when I read about them, it keeps me inspired. E stands for exercise, I must exercise, stay exercising. Because if my system drops down and my physical and emotional drops down, I get really depressed fast. I have got to keep my motivation up. No one's responsible for that but me. D stands for daily devotions. I do my daily devotions every day because it's important. That's how God inspires me through the characters of the Bible. They mentor me. All these people are gathered around a large cloud of witnesses applauding, saying, go for it. Run the race that is set before you. R-E-D-I is inspiring people. I have a set of about 5 inspiring people that if I have to fly to be with, I will spend the money and fly to be with them. If I have to be with them just a day or two, I want to be with them. Because if I can spend quality time with those people, I can go 6 months on that. So is it worth it? Absolutely. I will spend money. I will fly there. I will spend time with them. And that's just a part of my inspiration package. Each of you should have 4 or 5 people, 2 or 3, that you say, this person inspires me every time I'm around them. That person's quality of living, the way that person thinks, his or her ability to articulate certain concepts. I just need to hear that, be around that, because it starts my motors running. You need to identify those. That's a part of your inspiration package. And whatever you need to do to be around them, be around them. Folks, listen. You should go through your friendship list, and if there's any of your friends that when you're around, they demotivate you, they depress you, they mess you up, fire them. That's right. That's right. You need to be around people that are inspiring you. So have a few of those, and if you need to spend a day here, a day there, it's a part of it. S stands for solitude. Solitude. One of the things that keeps me inspired is when I can have solitude to hear God, to think over, get the lay of the land of what God's called me to do. And when I come back, I am keener in my thinking. You don't want to stay and just stay mediocre and say, but you know how long I've been around? A cold can hang on for a long time too. It's not the tenure of you hanging around. It's when you are around, is there contribution that takes place? Are there people inspired because of you? And so solitude is important, and that includes my family. There's times I just need to be with my family to make sure that I'm investing in the right things. And then finally, G, for giving. This is a personal thing for me. I love to see ways that God allows funds to come in so that I can give to certain ministries and watch them flourish. I love to see people become successful. So that's just a part of who I am. So red is G, is just a part of my inspiration package. You need to establish one. I don't care if it's blue is M, whatever. You know, you just need to put something together that says, this is my inspiration package. Choose wisely. There's a man whose name was Charles Francis Adams. He was a 19th century political figure and diplomat. And he kept a diary. Listen to this. One day he entered this in his diary. Went fishing with my son today. A day wasted. Now his son, whose name was Brooke Adams, also kept a diary, which is still in existence today. And they looked it up, and on the same day, here's what Brooke Adams made in his entry. Went fishing with my father, the most wonderful day of my life. Isn't that cool? You see, to some people, if you've established wrong values, making a name in the marketplace or doing this, a lot of other people can do that. But if you've got those as your only values, you'll see true values and you'll miss it. You'll be blind to it. And you'll say, that's a waste and this isn't. But those who have true values say, no, this is a value, not that. It's important that you establish right values. And that is the multiplication factor. And then finally, would you write down E? And this is so important. And this is called the enjoyment principle. I don't know about you, but the older I get, the more I appreciate a day and take time to savor it, the more precious the day is. I really value the day, or the day increases in value. You rush through a day, and you watch, you'll remember nothing of it. It's gone. That's why the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, "In everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." You see, when you start to savor or enjoy the enjoyment principle, when you savor each moment, the day becomes profitable and it's invested well. When you savor each moment, you stop and you watch the sunrise. I remember I was down by Sandy's and there was a bunch of people there huddled under a blanket. I was just kind of doing a run and I stopped and all these people huddled. It's dark, you know, it's before sunrise. And I said, "What are you guys sitting here for?" "We're waiting for the sunrise so we can watch the sunrise." I thought, "That's stupid." Ran by. And then the Lord said, "No, they are savoring the first part of the day that you will miss. And it only happens once every day." Take time. If you savor the sunrise, savor, enjoy your meal after this, you know, to with a friend or a spouse. Savor it a little bit. Don't just wolf the stuff down. Savor it. And when your conversation is good, you know what you'll do? You'll remember it more. Isn't that right? If you don't savor stuff, if you rush through it, there's no memory. Try wolfing stuff down. An hour later, someone says, "What'd you eat?" "Oh, I don't know. What did I eat? Did I even eat?" Isn't that right? If I asked you, "What'd you have yesterday for lunch or dinner or breakfast?" "Oh, I don't. Was there yesterday?" Yeah. You see, if you don't savor your events during the day, you have no memory of it. Now, I'm going to speak to those of us who are 55 and older. Listen. Towards the end of your life, you will have more memories than you will have experiences. You will have more memories than you will have experiences because you won't have the energy to be running all over and experiencing all these things. You will have more memories, so you have to create memories. If you don't create memories, you will come to the autumn years of your life and you'll be empty because you don't have any memories. You might have long-term memory because you savored those moments in your youth, but you'll have no short-term memory. Is it because you're demented? No. Most of it is because we just rush through life. We don't savor each moment in order to build the memories. Take the time. I was in Australia, and I was busy, as I was sharing with you. And now I have a camera that takes pictures, and so does my wife, so we can send pictures to one another. It's supposed to be when I'm traveling, I take pictures of where I am, send it to her so she can see. But I was so busy, I didn't take one picture all the 10 days for her. But one day I was just stressed, and my wife saw a rainbow over Palolo Valley and took a picture with her phone and sent it to me. And I came over my phone in Australia. Of course, it was upside down. But when I looked at it, but when I looked at it, my day just came into balance. Like, 100 pounds lifted off my shoulders. And I thought, thank God for a wife that invested the time to enjoy the day. She savored that and sent that to me, so that I could taste the beautiful flavor of that moment. And I thought, you know, Lord, that made my day. When you take time to savor friendships, a hug, a handshake, to look at each other in the eye, to savor everything, your day becomes so precious and so valuable. And God says, only you can do that. Only you can do that. Nobody else can do it for you. You got to do it. And when you do, I will multiply. How do you increase your time? Establish treasures the way that God establishes, not as the world does now, but as God does. Invest in that because God promises to multiply it. And then take time to enjoy each moment of the day. And when you do, God says, here's my promise. I'll add length to your days and years to your life, and to boot, I'll throw in peace. What do you think? Is that a good deal? Let's do it. Let's do it.
You have just heard the conclusion of a message entitled Increasing Your Time by Pastor Wayne Cordero of New Hope Christian Fellowship. Thank you for listening. Until next time, for Pastor Wayne Cordero, this is Del Gibbs wishing you a great day in the Lord and aloha.
Hi, this is Wayne Cordero, and I want you to be one of the first to know that there's a brand new church starting up, New Hope West, right on our beautiful Bible College campus in our auditorium. Starting May 17th with two Sunday services, 9 and 11 a.m. Our Bible College students, alongside our other members, will be serving and leading in worship. Our teaching pastors will be myself, along with Larry Powers and Aaron Cordero. It's time for the Word of God to live in each of us in a way that'll change our lives and the worlds in which we live. So join us at New Hope West on our Bible College campus, 2155 Bailey Hill Road in Eugene, Oregon. Two services starting May 17th, 9 and 11 a.m. We'll see you there.